Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hello.
Podcast Network Asia.
You're listening to the Unique Life Podcast, and we are powered by Podcast Network Asia and Podmetrics. Hey everyone, welcome to the Unique Life, where we unbox life and the wonders of your personality. This is Jason Law, inspirational speaker, best-selling author, creator of the Unique series, and also I teach aspiring speakers, authors, and coaches how to make their first six-digit income by getting more clients. If you're interested in that, you may contact us. But for today's episode, my topic is about unboxing curiosity. Have you watched the TV show 24? Starring Kiefer Sutherland? If you have, I'm sure that show has ruined your life because you just can't stop watching all 24 episodes in 24 hours. Or how about the movie Beautiful Mind by Russell Crowe? Multi-awarded movie and actor. And just amazing how those movies are so, the versatility and the different worlds that those movies offer. They were actually produced by Brian Grazer. He is a legend in Hollywood. And this guy produced dozens and dozens of TV shows and movies that has garnered several awards and has become part of our life. He authored the book, A Curious Mind, The Secret to a Bigger Life. And unboxing curiosity is about how we can have a bigger life by being curious. Curiosity is not something that is taught in school. That's why we are not familiar with it, the power of curiosity. And if you ask people, are you innovative? Are you creative? Many of us won't be able to answer that question. If I ask you, are you curious? Well, maybe not. But for anyone, curiosity is a superpower that is available for you, for me. It's available because curiosity, my kids, as early as 5 years old, they are so curious. Daddy, where are you going? What are you doing? Daddy, can we do this? What comes first, chicken or egg? Where do dinosaurs come from? They ask me all these questions. They're already curious. In fact, innovation and creativity, the mother of all of that is curiosity. So Brian Grazer, because he's so curious, he started a career as a legal clerk in Hollywood. He was supposed to be a lawyer, but it changed his mind because in Hollywood, there are so many things, so many amazing opportunities available. And as a legal clerk, he would deliver important papers, documents, legal papers, contracts to A-listers, actors, producers, directors. And he wanted to take on that job so that he can meet these people. Unfortunately, all of them have gatekeepers, their assistants who would stop him at the door and ask for the contract and just come back another day to retrieve it. So Brian Grazer thought of a white lie, and he told them, the gatekeepers, that he needs to deliver the papers to them personally or the contract will be void. So with that white lie, he met all of the A-listers he delivered contracts to. And some were nice enough to invite him, offered coffee, food, and he would ask them questions. Remember, the quality of our life is dependent on the quality of our questions. And he asked them quality questions until some became his friends, his acquaintances. And then he started what he now calls curiosity conversations, wherein he would meet people and learn from them, ask them questions, ask them about their life, learn about their experiences. At first, he would only do that in Hollywood. He would meet at least a couple of people every week, sometimes once every day. And from there, when he became more and more influential, he started meeting people from different industries all over the world. Curiosity conversations with presidents of companies, presidents of countries. He met with the late Ronald Reagan as far back as that time, and then Barack Obama. He met celebrities like Jay-Z, Beyonce, Michael Jackson. I was supposed to say Michael Jordan, but he also met Michael Jordan, LeBron James. And listen to this. He tried meeting some of his personal heroes, like Jonas Salk, the man responsible for the cure for polio. He discovered the vaccine for polio, created it in the 1950s. And ever since, he was so amazed by Jonas Salk's story that he wanted to meet the man. And only to give away everything for free. It blew his mind. How can someone in the medical field be that generous? Or in any field, for that matter. And he met Jonas Salk 1 year in advance to set that meeting. And he was feeling nauseous and sick the first time they met. That Jonas Salk was so kind to him, offered a glass of orange juice. He actually met him when Jonas Salk just finished speaking in a conference. And they became friends after that. Jonas Salk loved curiosity conversations, the concept that he invited Brian Grazer to do one session with several people there from different industries. In fact, George Lucas came to that meeting and they became friends ever since. 1 year in advance, he met with Edward Teller, not one of his heroes, but one person he was so fascinated with. This man created the atomic bomb and also multiple times stronger, more than 10 times stronger than the atomic bomb, the hydrogen bomb. He wanted to find out the psychology behind a man who would create the most destructive force in the world. Hey, check out my books on Shopee in Unique. That's Y-O-U, Unique Publishing. You'll find my 4 books there, 3 on the personality types, Unique, Unique Youth, Uniquely in Love. If you want to know your strengths and weaknesses, why you do what you do, so you can be the best you that you can be. And my book on finance, Determined, spelled D-E-B-T, Take Control of Your Finances and Your Life. To finally get out of debt, stay out of debt, and take control of your financial destiny. For speaking inquiries, email us at info@jasonlaw.com. We will send you my profile for company events, sales rallies, motivational talks. I would love to see and meet your team soon. He also met with the richest man in the world at that time, Carlos Slim. His curiosity conversations usually last for less than an hour, or an hour at the most. They spoke for 4 hours and also became friends. However, he met with some people who didn't like the way he interviewed them because he failed to research about these people. Since he was talking to people from the CIA, from the government, from artists to illustrators, athletes, and others that he would interview would feel that he didn't know anything about them and felt disrespected. But Brian Grazer learned from those experiences and learned how to be more prepared in these interviews. how do you create a show like 24 about agents? CIA, spies, best thing for you to do? Speak to a spy. Speak to a CIA agent. So he interviewed them. How he was able to make 24 so realistic, it's because of the real life experiences he learned from these people, from the CIA agents, from the spies. How about Apollo 13? He produced that as well. Simple. He interviewed astronauts. And sometimes he would interview people, learn from them, and use their experiences in movies that's completely unrelated. Veronica Denegri, for example, a Chilean activist who was tortured for months by her own government, taught him how a human being can rely on oneself to survive. And he used that in his movie Apollo 13. Very, very far from the topic of an astronaut. So, curiosity conversations, what can we learn from this? Yes, it is a secret to a bigger life. The first thing that we can learn from his experience is that curiosity breeds courage. What if you are intimidated to speak to someone, you want to go to a party, but all the people there are richer than you, or you speak to someone who is 100 times more powerful, richer than you? How would you approach them? Or what if you are placed in a situation where you don't want to go? It feels boring to you, a country, a person that you need to talk to, like probably a boss or someone who is under you. What would be a way for you to talk to these people, especially if you need to confront them, for example? That employee who just makes you want to pull your hair out of your head. How do you confront that person? Or the boss who promised you that he will give you a raise, and that promise has never been fulfilled, not been fulfilled after more than a decade, 10 years. What do you do in these circumstances? Courage. Courage. So now, when there's a project that seems difficult, a new job, a new business, you will prevail, yes, with courage. But the root of courage, like innovation and creativity, I would say would be curiosity. You are so curious what would happen next. What would be the ending of 24? What would be the ending of Breaking Bad? What would be the ending of Game of Thrones? What would be the conclusion if I pushed through with this project? If I changed jobs, what would happen? Your curiosity will keep you moving forward. The second thing about curiosity is that curiosity will make you more empathetic. It breeds empathy. Empathy is putting yourself in other people's shoes, learning how they feel, they think, and separating yourself from that situation so that you can serve them, so that you can help them even further. So let's say you see someone who's a complete stranger, you don't know anything about that person. How would you interact with that person, someone that you don't know? Maybe at work, you find someone who has no similarity with you. How would you interact with that person? How would you even be interested to talk to that person? Curiosity would be the key. And before you know it, as you are developing, as you are conversing with that person, what would eventually happen is you become more curious about them because you get to learn stuff about them that you didn't know before. You didn't even expect them being doing or expect them to share stories about themselves that you will be enamored with, that you will be that just captures your imagination. So curiosity, it sets you up for a bigger life. It breeds courage. It breeds empathy. Finally, curiosity will also make other people's world into your world. You can learn from other people and turn their world into your world, their experiences. I used curiosity conversations more than a decade ago, even before I read the book. At first, there was always an agenda. For example, if I wanted to learn how to become a professional speaker, I met with professional speakers. And with those conversations, it has cut my learning curve so much. More than half what I was supposed to learn in 1 year, I learned in one sitting. I wanted to learn how to write a book. I met with best-selling authors. And then as time went on, it evolved and evolved and evolved into just wanting to talk to people, learn from their experiences, pick their brain. And I learned so much that I have mentors, for example, in real estate. I have some friends who I met with them, had a curiosity conversation. They became my mentors. And now whenever I need to ask something, I would call them. Or in the stock market, or in cryptocurrencies, in business. But there are also some people that I just want to talk to, and just that impartation you will get from these people. Even though sometimes you already know what they will tell you, but the impartation, the experiences, it's life-giving, enriching. And your mind will open, will stretch into new dimensions. They say that our mind can stretch because like rubber, it can learn and it can grow and it can grow if we let it. How do you start a curiosity conversation? Meet with people that you find interesting. People that you know you can learn from them. Authentic, genuine people. And try setting a meeting with them by messaging them. If they don't reply to you in the first time you message them, then follow up again and follow them up again. Remember, these people may be busy, but you keep following them up, they would eventually respond. And be courteous when you invite them. I sometimes receive invitations to guest in shows or maybe speak in an organization, but I feel that they're not that respectful, that it might even be a privilege for me, my privilege to join their program or meet with them instead of the other way around. Whenever I would invite someone, I would make sure I'm respectful of them, respectful of their time. And then make it short, maximum of an hour. But with their permission, if they want to talk longer, it's okay for them to talk longer, then it's okay. But usually keep it to an hour and then just ask them, pick their brain, learn from them. I'm telling you, this will change your life. Their world will become your world. And when you start facing problems that they have faced before, you will pick up from those experiences. You will learn and apply the things that you have learned in those conversations. And then after, you send them something. You may send them a small token, a gift. Doesn't have to be expensive, but something that will make them feel that you value them and you value their time. Pre-COVID, I would invite my guests for a curiosity conversation over lunch, over dinner. I would treat them out. But I know we have limited access to that at this time. So better for you to have a Zoom meeting with them and send something, food or a memorabilia. I don't know, something that would make them feel you value them. Why is that important? So that the next time you invite them again, they will be available because you made them feel valued. Just a tip. So find that person that you will set a curiosity conversation with. If you've learned anything from this episode, then that is the best lesson that this episode will provide for you. Set that meeting. Meeting. Nagbibinata tayo. Set it as early as this month, May, or maybe on June. And make it a practice. Make it a habit. As of today, Brian Grazer have met with over 100 people in his curiosity conversations. Learn from a living legend in Hollywood. Before we head on to the rest of the episode, we want to say hi and big thanks to the guys from Kumu. Kumu is a Pinoy live streaming app where you can connect tambay with Filipino streamers and celebrities. Use our link in the description and download Kumu now. Welcome back to The Unique Life, where we unbox life and the wonders of your personality. Again, this is Jason Law, and we are unboxing curiosity. For our unique situations, curiosity can be applied to the four unique personality types. For the dominant egos, remember, whenever you would meet someone, you don't always need to have an agenda. I remember when I was very active in church back then, I would meet some members in church and try to find out if they can eventually become leaders or volunteers. So I met with this corporate guy, and the moment we took our seat, we're in a coffee shop, first thing he asked me was, "So what's the agenda?" As if we're in a board meeting or something. And I told him, "What do you mean? Why are we meeting?" Nothing. I just want to get to know you, bro. "Oh, really? Yeah. Let's just have coffee. Let's just relax and yeah, have a good time. So tell me more about yourself." And he was so surprised. I think this guy never had a meeting without an agenda. So for dominant egos, I know you're very task-oriented. Remember, it's okay to meet people and build relationships with them even without an agenda. And you will be surprised because you have built those relationships. Then finally, one day, if you have an agenda, then it would be easier to work with these people because you've built that relationship at the onset. For the influential roosters, you are very entertaining. You love people. Curiosity conversations wouldn't be a problem to you. If you can just talk to anyone, you will. However, when you talk to people, you're always the one who usually is talking. So put the spotlight on other people and let them speak and share about themselves. Remember, a curiosity conversation is not about you. It is about the person you are curious about. For the steady carabaos, you need courage. Remember, curiosity breeds courage. Courage to contact these people. If you can't do it over the phone, you can message them. You can send it via email. And when you talk to these people, you'll be surprised because you are a good listener. However, once you go out of your comfort zone and reach out to people for a change, because you don't usually do these things, then it will increase your confidence and it will increase your courage and you won't regret it. You learn a lot from their experiences, but the first thing that you have to do is initiate. Have the courage. Connect with people. Last are the corrective tertiaries. For you, a curiosity conversation might be too structured. So remember, it's about building relationships as well, not just about what you will learn, not just what you will be talking about, discussing. It's about relationships. So those are the things that you can learn from the unique situations in terms of curiosity. Curiosity is a secret power, a superpower. Yes, it's a secret because most people don't use it. Most people cannot see what's there right in their face. Common sense is no longer common anymore. Curiosity has never been common. Use it. Use it as a superpower. I hope you've learned something from this episode. please like, share, and follow. I'm thinking that we are on Facebook, but here in our podcast, whether you're listening in Apple, Spotify, please follow The Unique Life and share this stream. If you've learned something from it in your social media handles, I would very much appreciate it. And if this episode resonated with you, you can email us, email me at Jason, that's J-A-Y-S-O-N, jason@jasonlaw.com, and just share what you learned, how this episode has impacted you. A lady just messaged me yesterday about an episode a few months ago on the peace of God. She said that it really touched her in a deep way. So I promise you, I will answer myself, me, myself, and I personally on your when you email me. Thank you so much. Again, this is The Unique Life, where we unbox life and the wonders of your personality. Jason Law signing off. See you again next week. Hey, check out passionfruitph.com, our partner here in The Unique Life, Passion Fruit Marketing. So if you have any needs for your marketing or your passion projects, they are the people you should talk to. Want to unbox your full unique personality? You can grab a copy of my books, Unique, Unique Youth, and Uniquely in Love. Find them in my website, jasonlaw.com. That's J-A-Y-S-O-N-L-O. You can also follow me in Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter so that we can keep in touch at Jason Law. See you in the next episode.
The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.